Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert. It is Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey, and we were grooving a little bit there to our new music from the Highway Poets.
Yes, yes, and they will be playing at our Outdoor Expo.
Wonderful.
On Saturday from 2:30 to 5. So they've won the best band Sonoma County for several years in a row. So
yes.
If you really want to see some top quality music and entertainment, you should come down.
That's free
with the entrance to the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show. And you'll just be dancing and rocking and enjoying it and seeing, you know, who the next big stars of the future might be.
Exactly. They are a wonderful band, so we're very honored that we can use their music for the intro to Travel Tuesdays. Travel Tuesdays, of course, you can reach Elise anytime with your travel questions, with your adventure ideas, with your next big trip. Reach out to her. Email is probably the best, ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. And we are very excited about the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show. It is this weekend. It starts on Friday, runs through Sunday. It will be at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds there.
Yes.
And we are going to have so many wonderful travel partners there with the TravelWise agents. We've talked a little bit about this last week about some of the wonderful agents, but there's more that we did not bring up during the show. So I think today we can sort of tease some of the other wonderful things that you're going to be able to encounter at the Travel Show.
Well, I think you know about some of our suppliers that if you listen to last week's show, but we also have Inside Vacations, Napili Kai Beach Club, and the nice part about this is that we have prizes that they're bringing that I don't even know about.
Oh, really?
So I know something really spectacular. If you've thought of cruising now, I don't really want to go cruising.
Sure.
I don't know if I like it or not. Well, we're going to have a special enter to win to enjoy the afternoon and have lunch on board the Grand Princess.
Ooh.
The date to be determined. So you have to enter.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to fill out a form entirely, because if you don't fill it out completely,
Okay.
So, but you enter to it and you'll be able to come down. You'll be able to look around the ship, see if it's something that's you really want. You'll
mm-hmm.
have some good food, and then you go home.
That's great.
So you don't have to leave the dock, but
right.
you get to get a feel for what it's like to be on a cruise ship.
You know what? That's so exciting. I personally have never taken a cruise. So this would be just a real fun opportunity to see what the accommodations are like. What kinds of amenities do they have on board and things like that? That's really cool.
It's a great way to for people who aren't sure about
mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
or they've been on the ship and they haven't seen the new renovations, but we're doing a drawing. It may be, I don't know how many, but we'll have a few winners for this. And hopefully KSRO will be able to come. Also, we'll have a special KSRO day that'll be just for us and the winners and some of our hopefully our talk show hosts and people, so you can meet and mingle.
That's wonderful. Will you get a chance to sort of see what the cabins are like?
Sometimes, and this is really funny, and you're probably going to have to be like a travel agent on this trip.
But
what we do is sometimes if the ships are sold out, which many of them from round trip San Francisco do get sold out, but you have to sort of walk through the hall and poke your nose in when you see a maid in there, just look and say, no, I don't want to come in. But hopefully we'll be able to set up some rooms for you to see because that's what we're working on with my sales rep. We'll have more information as time goes on, but I think it would be a great opportunity. And, you know, to go round trip from San Francisco without having to fly.
Oh, so simple. Yes.
It's just easy. And it's not just up to Alaska. It's to Mexico, Hawaii, for those of you who have a little bit more time, and the Pacific Coast.
Wow, that's wonderful. Very
yes.
cool. So there's that opportunity. Tell us a little bit more. The Outdoor Expo and Travel Show is this weekend. It's at the fairgrounds. All kinds of adventures that you want to take, whether you need to buy an RV or a four-wheeler or whatever you're interested in, boats, those kinds of things, you'll be able to check them out and then also plan your next really fun vacation. Tell us a little bit about Napili Kai.
Napili Kai is has been everyone probably knows the name who's been to Hawaii before. Mm-hmm. They have probably the highest repeat clientele ever, because when they're there, they book next year.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
But we have some very good specials that are only going to be eligible for TravelWise and its agents to book, and many of the other companies as well. You're going to have a two-week period in order to get these spectacular deals.
Mm, cool.
So if you're thinking about it, you know, it's a perfect time. We'll have some brochures there. We're going to have a big TravelWise booth, with some of the suppliers could not be there in person, our partners, I should say. So we have a lot of different companies that we're representing. So we have information. You'll meet the experienced agents. You'll be able to ask questions. We'll be able to get you answers. Plus, we're going to have a rack of just flyers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to wait or it's too big a line, you could just go get one of the flyers and go.
Okay.
And we have everything from A to Z, from Africa to Iceland to Hawaii to river cruises to Antarctica.
Mm.
I mean, you name it, it's there. Or how about wine tasting in Australia?
Oh, fun.
Or a golfing getaway.
Yeah.
I mean, Canyon Ranch, can't go wrong with Canyon Ranch.
I love it. What about a travel partner called Way to Go Costa Rica? Tell me about them.
They have a lot of different offers for Costa Rica. They're experts. They've been in the business for years, and they know how to put a whole package. It's not just a hotel, and it's not just getting a price. It's got added value. They can do transfers. They can do private tours where you're not with 40 of your newfound friends going to different places. They just have a lot of experience. So if you're thinking, it's not just Costa Rica, too. It's Central America, so Belize and Guatemala and, you know, different cities. Colombia is actually coming up, very big destination. There's places you've never thought about. The nice part is on Saturday and Sunday, our partners will be able to speak with you. We have a lineup of 7 or 8 partners who'll be able to talk to you. So if you're not sure, Napili Cay? What are scenic river cruises? Who are they? I've never heard of them. I've only heard of the one we see on TV all the time.
Right.
And what do they do? And especially, they have a ship, this Eclipse ship that's there, that I'm telling you, you've never seen anything like it, because I've never seen anything like it.
It's very exciting.
It's just,
yeah.
I mean, that's the one with the submarines and
helicopter pad. And
right on top. It's not even built yet, but I'm like, I want to go in the worst way. Take me on the trial run. That's
right,
fine.
Right.
But you'll get to learn a little bit more about that. Fiji Airways is going to be there with some exclusive packages that you can book through TravelWise, that we have special offers only for 2 weeks. And they'll be talking to you. It's service from San Francisco. You don't have to go through LA anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's been a very positive, how should I say, inspiring moment for the people in the Bay Area.
Right.
You don't have to fly through LA and take the risk of having your bags lost. Like some people have had that experience.
Poor Elise. We're not going to talk about that. But that is very exciting. And I know that you are a big fan of traveling to Fiji. You love the people
and
that it's just a wonderful destination.
It's a fabulous destination. It's just the people couldn't be warmer. I mean, you just feel at home. You feel like you've been invited to someone's home, and they're just the best people.
That's
so
great.
So we'll learn a little bit more, see what kind of packages and promotions, and you'll learn about the airline. The airline is amazing as well. And
don't they often offer, if you want to take a day trip to, what is it, New Zealand or something like that, they do it?
You can actually go to New Zealand or to Australia and do a stopover in Fiji.
that's
a tough one. Gee, do I want to stop in Fiji? maybe I'll do that, you know? So you can do your routing all the way and then come back and do a little stopover.
I love it.
And they do sell out, though. A lot of their flights are selling out, and especially business class. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
It's a longer flight.
Sure.
So people want to sleep and wake up in heaven.
right. So much fun. And this is a really great opportunity, because it's not often that all of these kinds of partners are in one place.
Oh, it's
you know, our people come to TravelWise because you guys are experts and you can help out with all these things. But to be able to see all of these different opportunities in one place over one weekend is really a great opportunity. The Outdoor Expo and Travel Show, it's happening at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Starts on Friday and runs through Sunday. And not only is there the wonderful travel show with our friends from TravelWise there, but there's also live music. This is very, very fun.
Oh my goodness, there's going to be live music. It'll start to put you in the spirit of travel because it's such a diverse, plus you'll have a good time. And like I told you last week, the weather will be good.
Yes.
And I knew that. I predicted that. And I pulled a card from the higher ups up there to say, please bring me good weather. It's only going to be in the 70s, though.
You know, okay.
And sunny.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be good enough for everyone after we've had so much rain. But for the most part, you have to come. Check it out.
Yeah.
Bring the family. I mean, just to get ideas. I mean, there's companies you never knew existed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why we've chosen such a wide variety. We'll talk more about the different companies and spark some interest, but come with questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come with that. Talk to one of our agents. Enter our drawings. We're here to help. That's what we do. Like I said, we don't charge more. We don't cost extra. We just throw in extra perks for you.
Right, right. And I don't know about you, but I am someone who loves to travel, and I dream about it probably more than I get to do it. On my computer screen, I have, you know, the screensavers, and it's always of beautiful places, you know, places around the world I'd love to go. And this is an opportunity to really figure out, well, how can I do that? How could I go to some of these places that I've been dreaming about going to?
You know, one of the ways and that TravelWise works is we can do a layaway plan. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go, even if it's in 2 years from now, you put your deposit down and every month you say, charge $100 to my credit card.
Right.
And so by the time you're paid off. So it's an easy way to do it, whether, you know, $50 if you get a tax refund or however you want to do it.
Sure, right.
You know, we do installments. So
that's
don't
so
feel
great.
You have this big chunk of money you have to find all of a sudden. It's not like paying taxes where you have to find this big chunk of money. You can do a layaway plan.
Yeah, I love that idea. I'm talking with Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency here in Sonoma County. And you can reach out to her, find out more information. Maybe you want to get on the mailing list so you know about these wonderful things like the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show. Just send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net, and Wise is with a Z. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You are listening to Travel Tuesdays right here on KSRO.
RV of Davis. Starting Thursday, it's an RV super show at Solano County Fairgrounds in Vallejo. Prices slashed on a huge selection of new motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. Incredible savings on top new brands like Fleetwood, Winnebago, Heartland, Road Track, and more. Plus, a great selection of discounted pre-owned RVs from Fleetwood, Tiffin, Winnebago, and more. Many with under 10,000 miles. Free admission and parking. Show opens daily at 9. See RVShowUSA.com. The RV super show at the Solano County Fairgrounds in Vallejo starts Thursday.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays right here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis. Your host is Elise Corey from TravelWise, and we're getting very excited for the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show, which is this Friday at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds and runs through Sunday. We've also brought in Kathy Slack from Sonoma Media Group. Hi, Kathy.
Good afternoon.
And you have helped put together the lineup of music and entertainment that we've got for the weekend. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, on Friday, we've got, now this is new for me too, the Duchy of Crimsonwood live action role play.
Cool. What is this?
They're called LARPers.
Uh-huh.
And they get dressed up in like the chainmail and the armor. They're like knights, and and they do this live action role play with foam swords and things, like you're doing the sword fighting. And
that's cool.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
And so they're going to bring a little bit of Sherwood Forest to the fairgrounds
I love that.
And roam around. And folks will have an opportunity to also participate in between their little demos. So that'll be fun. Something the kids would like.
Yes.
Then Saturday, so we're opening up at 11, and our opening band is Black Cat Bone, an acoustic classic rock duo. Our very own Mike Carroll is in that. These guys are really fun. Mm-hmm. And then we're bringing in this beautiful dance school. It's the Islands of Polynesia Dance School, and they have an official name, and I do apologize, I cannot say. And they have live musicians on the stage singing and playing traditional instruments, and then their whole dance school is coming, and going to be doing costume changes, and it's so beautiful. It'll give you inspiration to travel.
Exactly.
And then we've got the Highway Poets, which Elise has already talked about. Mm-hmm. By the way, her son is the drummer in the Highway Poets. but we are, you know, they're recording artists, and they are up and coming, and they're going to hit big. They do Americana. Very fun, all fine musicians.
Yeah.
And then Sunday morning, we're going to kick it off with the Beer Scouts. A little early for beer, maybe, but no. It's music. And they are a rock power trio with members of the band The Sorrentinos.
Oh, okay.
So The Sorrentinos kind of retired.
Sure, yeah.
And so these guys don't want to stop. And the musicians, they've toured Europe. They've got, like, they're all on 20 albums of the Sorrentinos. They're the real deal.
Nice.
So they're at 11, from 11 to 1. And then at 1:30, we've got the Rosetown Soul R&B Review. So this is,
I love them so much.
Yeah, they're so great. They're so fun. Mm-hmm. They've all got the suits and the hats on. They're kind of like the Blues Brothers.
Right.
And they do soul and classic R&B, three horns. And Andre, the lead singer, is just amazing. So it should be really fun to sit and eat, you know, rest and have great entertainment. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of food that we'll be having.
Oh, there's
there.
Food vendors there?
There great. Are, okay, yes. Wonderful. The fairgrounds has hooked us up with some of their best food vendors.
Nice.
So you won't go hungry.
Oh, yay. Good. So really it is something to bring the whole family out for. There's wonderful entertainment to enjoy. There's our travel partners with Travel Wise agents who will be on site. And then it's also, of course, the Outdoor Expo. So any kinds of adventures you want to take,
this is
a place, you know, fishing, boating, hiking, any of these things, all of the will be available to research and find out more and plan your next adventure.
Oh, yeah. And we've got RVs for days.
Okay, cool.
And boats, mm-hmm. and cars, cool. that are, you know, the Jim Bone is bringing all their cars that can go on the hills and sure. all of that stuff.
That's great.
And there's kayaks and canoes, mm-hmm. and just such a variety. It's so great.
Are there any, like, vintage trailers or anything like that? Or
they had
Airstreams?
Them there last year. Uh-huh. Not Airstream, but okay. they had these cutest little vintage.
I remember seeing it. It was
yes,
really cool.
The white and the pastel.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were just, you know, you expected Lucy to come out.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. And thanks for your hard work. I know it takes a lot to put together an event
my
like
pleasure.
This and also to book all of those musicians.
She's amazing.
She's really, really amazing.
Oh, guys. Really. No, it's my pleasure.
And you also will have a chance to enter to win for some pretty amazing prizes, which we're actually not going to give away on the air here. Mm-hmm. But like, really big, worth multiple thousands of dollars.
Yes.
So you definitely want to come to the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show. It is happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And when you're there, make sure you enter to win for these amazing trips and other wonderful packages that you could win. Now let's talk a little bit more about all of the wonderful partners who are going to be there. One that I love just to say is Hurdy Gruten.
That's for people who are interested in something off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. Like you want to go up into Antarctica or you want to go to Iceland. You don't want to dress up. You don't want to have the bingo and the usual, you know, shopping mall on board the ship. You really want an intellectual experience, mm-hmm. and you get to go to places you wouldn't. We have some specials that we'll have flyers that are just incredible discounts and specials for attendees of the show, mm-hmm. and within if you make a reservation within 2 weeks. But it's a hard name to pronounce. But if that should be the hardest part of your travel,
right?
But it's fun.
Yeah. Hurdy-gruden. It's so much fun.
So she'll be there on Saturday.
Okay.
So make sure she's only there on Saturday. So make sure you stop by her booth on Saturday.
Okay. And what kind of destinations? Where do they go? Anywhere? Or?
Antarctica, more Arctic, more Iceland.
Gotcha.
Or,
okay.
Off the beaten path, should I say. Uh-huh. More of a utilitarian style of travel, but with all the bells and whistles.
That's great.
On service.
What about uncruise?
Now, you talk so much about kayaking and hiking, mm-hmm. and biking, and uncruise adventures does everything like that. What they'll do is they'll have these small ships that, let's say, goes up to Alaska, and all of a sudden there's a pod of whales. They'll stop the boat. They'll just stay there, and you can paddleboard off the back. You can kayak off the back. You're going in calm water,
yeah.
and then they have hikes you can do. So they take you, so you're not just stuck on the boat in
sure,
the middle of the water.
Yeah.
They take you into land, and you can go do some hiking. It's more of, how do I say, if you want to experience, instead of going shopping, mm-hmm. or instead of, you know, just seeing an uncommercial side of Alaska. They also do Sea of Cortez. They're doing Panama and Costa Rica. Mm. They're just, every time I see their trips, I go, oh, you know, so it's, I'm going to have to experience that, but you have to see. I mean, it's, if you really want an active adventure,
mm-hmm.
or you don't want to do anything, that's uncruise. And you don't want to dress up, you don't do that at
all. That's great.
So there's no dressing up.
Very cool. And I don't know much about AMR Resorts. Tell us a little bit about that.
AMR Resorts is an all-inclusive management company. They have different levels. They have something called Zoetry Resorts, which are really the top of the line, all included everything, food, spas, service, gratuities. I mean, it's really a vacation that you just go. You don't mm-hmm. have to think about anything, all your food, activities. And they have the Secrets Resorts, which are adult only.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean couples only. So if you're single, or if you, you know, girlfriend getaways, mother, sister, you know, mm-hmm. Family type of getaway, it's great for that. They have the Dreams and the Now Resorts, which are more family and everyone oriented. And most of the time, those resorts are next to the adult only. They're very popular for weddings.
Right.
And because you can have everybody at one resort, and then the honeymoon couple can go to the adult only
mm-hmm.
property. They have one set called Breathless, which is a little bit, I would say, of more of a singles atmosphere. It's or couples with an open mind, maybe. It's not really, I'm not trying to say, they're not a swingers resort.
Okay.
They are a,
my goodness, I didn't
even
know there
was singles who want to meet people, and, you know, they want to dance, they want to stay
sure,
out,
yeah,
they
yeah.
want to party, they, uh-huh. you know. They
sounds like Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes, Bachelor in Paradise, but, you know, it's a good place if you want to meet
sure,
people and have yeah. that kind of experience while you're away
mm-hmm.
and not be as low-key. And, you know, they dress really fancy, they dress nice. It's like going out to a club. If you're going out dancing to a club, think of that with the unlimited alcohol,
oh,
food,
dear.
Everything. So it's danger.
It's a recipe for fun, Kathy.
That's
okay?
Right.
Yes. But, you know, it's open to all ages. And the Dreams and the Now Resorts, the family-friendly, have a children's program.
Okay. Oh,
so
cool.
And there are adult-only restaurants within that
okay.
program. So that's the nice part about it. And they're located, you know, in Cabo, in Puerto Vallarta, in Cancun, Punta Cana. They have one in Costa Rica, which there is something special about Costa Rica, I can't say.
Hmm?
But there's some prizes.
Ooh, Costa Rica related prizes, what?
Yes, yes. And I was just there last year with my team,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the properties with AMR in Costa Rica. And also went into Nicaragua, but we saw the properties, so we know about them.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the many different properties, so we know which is right for your group.
Yeah.
But they're a great company. It's no holds bars. The management is spectacular. You know, you have your coffee, your food, your tons of pools, tons of things to do. Entertainment
nice.
If you want it. If not, you know, go sit on the beach with candles and listen to the water.
Right. You can find out a lot more about the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show if you head to Elise's website, which is travelwise.net, travelwise.net, and that's Wise with a Z, and really see a lot of the different partners who are going to be there. Princess will be there, Scenic Cruises, Oceana. We love Oceana. Tell us a little bit more, just real quick here about Oceana.
Oceana is a very high-end cruise line, and one of the nice things is they have hands-on cooking kitchens. So you get to go and cook on board, and it's one of the highest rated return passengers. I mean, they're already booking out for 2019 space comes out.
Oh my goodness.
And they'll be sold out. They're around the world sold out within like 2 weeks.
All right. So it's the Outdoor Expo and Travel Show. Make sure you are there for at least one of the days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and you will see Elise there and all of her Travel Wise agents, and Kathy will be there running around and taking care of things too. This is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.